ニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 1. Now, Natsuko-san, we have a brand new series.
Yes.
And it is all about
四字熟語。
One more time, I think your pronunciation is a little bit better.
I hope so. 四字熟語。
Which is a four-character compound word. And these are four Chinese characters.
そうですね、漢字。
And they form an idiomatic phrase.So, I think it's translated, it can be translated several ways. Four character compound, four Chinese character compound, four character idiomatic compound. It's quite a few ways to translate this.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result is an idiomatic phrase that means a lot more than the four characters there.
Right. It often has a background story.
Yes. And what we want to do is look at some of these terms.Actually, what we want to do is look at two each class to kind of give you an insight not only into the Japanese language, but also into how Japanese people think. Because、mm-hmm. you can learn a lot from idioms.
Right. So it may be a bit similar to culture lesson.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about 四字熟語 is that it's actually a 四字熟語 itself.
You're right.
So the phrase...Yoji Jukugo is actually a four-character compound word. So, what does the first character mean?
Yo, this means four.
The second character?
Ji, this means letter.
Third we have?
Juku, this means ripe or mature.
And finally we have?
Go, this is word.
So, altogether we have four-letter ripe word.
And Jukugo means...An idiom or phrase. So it's kind of, well, mature words. Well-made words.
The meaning has matured.
Mm-hmm.
And these four-letter compounds, they have evolved into these to mean different things. And what we want to do in this series is cover them to give you insight into the way Japanese people think, how to use these. And what we want to do in this series is cover some of these more commonly used phrases. Now, we have two for you today. So, Natsuko-san, are you ready?
Hi.悪戦苦闘
Hard fight. Hard fought battle. Uphill struggle. One more time.
悪戦苦闘
Break it down.
悪戦苦闘悪戦苦闘
Let's take a look at the four characters that make up this word.
Okay, it looks pretty bad. The kanjis used here are kind of depressing.
I know, we probably should have started with a more kind of upbeat
okay.
phrase, but...
Mm-hmm. But they're kind of easy. Once you get the meaning, it would be really easy to figure out what this expression means.
There we go. So, what do we have first?
悪
Bad. Evil.
戦
Battle.
苦
Suffering.
闘
Fight. So, bad, battle, suffering, fight.A little depressing.
But the entire thing means?
Hard fight. Like a hard fought battle.
Mm-hmm.
And also an uphill struggle.
Yes.
So, Natsuko-san, what kind of case could we use this in? Like, for example.
この文章は難しくて私は悪戦苦闘しているんですよ。
This sample sentence is really, really tough. It's an uphill struggle.
Yes, so we...Pretty much use it in daily occasion.
Very high frequency phrase.
Yes.
So you can use it in many different contexts.
Right. Not really serious situation to, of course, you know, a real conflict or fight.
And also from a mental challenge to a physical one.
Exactly.
The example we gave was a mental challenge, like you're struggling to...Wrap your, you know, head around it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really tough.
Yeah, right.
How about an example from the physical aspect?
松井選手はリハビリに悪戦苦闘していました。
Matsui, of course, of the New York Yankees. Matsui had a really hard-fought rehabilitation. So again, there's the physical aspect.
Yes.
All right, let me try and say this phrase. 悪戦苦闘.
悪戦苦闘.
悪戦苦闘. Is it standalone? Do we use it with the copula or can we use it with the suru verb?
Usually we use it with suru. 悪戦苦闘する.
悪戦苦闘する. Hard foot. All right, really interesting.
Right.
Okay, next one we have is really interesting too. I'll be very honest. I've been in Japan a long time and I have not come across this one.
Mm-hmm.
Or I probably have, but I just didn't catch it.
Yeah, it's maybe because the meaning is so special.
I think it'll become clear, but so basically what you're saying is I've never had that kind of connection with somebody.
Not necessarily, but...
It's a great expression. Okay, let's have it.
一心伝心.
Heart-to-heart communication. Thought transference. And can we also say, like, telepathy?
Yes. Something near.
I have been, and it's funny. Well, let's just break it down and then we'll kind of ramble on about this, but お願いします.
一心伝心. 一心伝心.
Let's take a look at this phrase, character by character. First one.
一.
By means of.
心.
Heart.
伝.
Transmit.
心.
Heart. By means of heart, transmit heart. Now, before we kind of analyze this further, in Japanese, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
The character heart
mm-hmm.
doesn't, well, in the Western sense, not only means heart, but yeah. also?
Mind.
So if we swap out heart for mind, it's, and repeat the phrase, it's by means of mind, transmit mind.
Right.
And that makes a lot more sense, like telepathy.
Yes. It's like conveying yourself without saying anything.
You know, it's funny. I've been here for, as I said, about 10 years, and I've been looking for this expression for so long.
Really?
Because a lot of times I do have that connection, Atsuko-san, with people.
I believe.
And I always try to convey the concept, mm-hmm. and we always kind of wind up making it into a katakana word, of course.
Oh, I see.
The word, of course, is?
Telepathy.
But it kind of feels like it's like I was cheating, but this expression kind of is what I want to say.
Right.
And it sounds so much more sophisticated.
Exactly.
Can we have a sample sentence?
小学校以来の友人とは一心伝心の中だ.
My friend since grade school is somebody who I communicate without speaking. Natsuko-san, do you have this type of friend?
Kind of, yes. You know, we know each other so much, so we can kind of figure out what the other one is feeling or thinking.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The best example I have is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had this one friend.
Yes.
And it was like they shared like one mind.
Wow.
Like there'd be a group. Sometimes my sister like would have a sleepover. So there'd be about, you know, mm-hmm. 10 girls.
Wow.
And everyone would be talking. But it was like the two of them were laughing hysterically and everyone couldn't figure out what they were laughing at.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, it wasn't that funny, but...
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely had 一心伝心.
Right.
Now, this one, how do we use this? Is it a pseudo verb? Will we use it with the copula des or...
You don't usually use this word as pseudo verb, but sometimes it's used like an adjective, like in the sample sentence, 一心伝心の中, relationship that you don't need any verbal communication. Well.
一心伝心の友達. Can I say that too? Instead of 中の友達?
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe something like 一心伝心の関係?
Yes. Or 友達とは一心伝心だ.
In that case, we'd be using with the copula. So, you know, I speak without words with my friend. Or we're friends that speak without words. いいな. That's really nice.
Yes.
Okay, so these are two phrases, two expressions that I think if you use, you're going to surprise some people.
Definitely surprised.
Definitely.
I'd be surprised.
And what we want to do here is we want you to, you know, get better acquainted with kanji,
mm-hmm.
build up some really great expressions.
Yes.
And at the same time, kind of better understand Japanese or Eastern way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So this is, I think, a pretty cool lesson. Okay. That is going to do for today. Now, inside the PDF, we have a much more detailed explanation. You can see all the characters, which is probably pretty important.
Right.
And, of course, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, just stop by and be sure to leave us a comment. All right, that is going to do for today.
それじゃ、また今度。